it's Mike Greenberg for Mike and Mike. You're tuned into Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greese and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Tuesday. 648-1051. That's the number for the Hardee's hotline here on Press Row. Hardee's has steakhouse thick burgers, hand-breaded chicken tenders, natural-cut french fries, made-from-scratch biscuits, and other delicious options. Your local Hardee's restaurant is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Hardee's, the official hotline sponsor here on Chattanooga Sports Leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone. And it's always a pleasure to welcome into the Hardee's hotline Vanderbilt football coach Derek Mason. Coach Mason has just gotten through addressing the media up in Nashville. Derek, how are you today?
Doing well. How you doing?
Doing fine, thanks. I got to ask, how does this rank? You're about to start preseason practice. Is this your favorite day of the year, or is it the season opener? What is your favorite day of the year on the college football calendar?
You know what? It really is. It really is the starts of the college football season. I mean, for me, camp is part of what we do, but games are what we do it for. So, starting camp is great. It's good to have our guys back. It's good to be able to get back, on the football field. That all starts tomorrow. But for me, September 1st is where it's at. It's on the calendar. It's marked up, and we're gonna have a great slow grind, like trying to get ourselves to September 1st and getting ready to go against those Gamecocks.
All right, you've got it's no secret that it's your third year there. Your first year didn't go as well as expected. Your second year, you showed noticeable improvement. You come into this year with 8 starters back on each side of the ball. How comfortable are you with this team, and where, if you had to pinpoint a big concern, your biggest concern going into camp, what specific area would that be?
Well, I love this football team. I love this football team for what we've done. We've grown up. We've had to play some young guys. Those young guys have now, turned into, 42 total juniors and seniors. And so we're not a truly veteran squad or an old squad by any means, but they've played in enough games, and they've had to deal with disappointment the first year, and they had to deal with not being able to finish in year two, and now it's about winning. They've learned how to compete, and so I'm glad to see that this group has done what they've done over the last 7 months, whether it be the weight room, whether it be how they've been able to keep themselves out of harm's way, and in terms of off the field issues. I mean, that's 24 months now with no issues, in this program. And that's important. That's important because if we can minimize the outside stress, we can maximize the on-field performance. When you talk about, the part of this team right now that's probably the most challenged or people are trying to figure out exactly where we're at, it's the secondary, in my opinion. I have to throw that out there just based on the simple fact we gave up some explosive plays a year ago, and I thought if we could have played better on the back end, defended better, if I could have put together better game plans for these guys, I think it would have showed better. But we have to play better in between the white lines when it's an opportunity for us to step up in that secondary and get the ball out of the air. We got to do it. We dropped 22 interceptions a year ago. That's more than anybody in college football, and you can't do it and win games. But that's me speaking as a defensive coordinator. If I'm talking about as a head coach, we have to be better at the quarterback position and at the receiver position of just being able to open up the box so we can run the football. So that means guys outside have to make plays, and that our quarterbacks got to hang on to the football, make good decisions, and put us in the end zone.
You mentioned quarterback, Kyle Shurmur, a guy that you tabbed this summer as the starter. I mean, you've had an interesting experience with quarterbacks there. I mean, obviously, Patton Robinette was the guy that looked like he was on his way, and then he had the concussion issues and had to give it up. How comfortable are you with Kyle Shurmur and where he is?
I'm extremely comfortable with Kyle. I think he started to master, the nuances of this offense, but he's still a young guy. We threw him into the fire a year ago. I mean, he did a great job of responding, but much like anything else, when it's new, you play well for a period, then you drop, and then your game starts to rise, and you get better, and that's what we saw him do. I thought, in that Tennessee game, I thought he played thought he played well. There's probably a couple of throws he'd like to have back. But, you know, man, for him, I thought he went into a hostile environment. I thought he competed well. And that's led him to a great offseason. I think these guys around him believe in him. Obviously, you know, with Wade Free back and with Sean Stankavage, I mean, those guys have really pushed Wade. There's been a lot of competition, but all that means is that we probably got more quarterback talent than we've ever had. But Kyle Shurmur is the starter. He's the guy. And these guys, man, have followed him every step of the way this summer.
You're listening to Vanderbilt third-year football coach Derek Mason here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, thanks as always for taking the time. You've been very gracious to us here on Press Row. You also seem way more comfortable going into this year.
Right.
But I need to ask you, if you could go back 2 years and tell and give a message to yourself, what would it be in going heading into that first year as a head coach?
You know what? Be more defined as to what your expectations are, and more defined as to what your message is going to be to your team. I thought, you know, just trying to figure out what the SEC was. I knew what my overall message was to the fan base, but you know, to my football team, you're looking at your team, and you know what? I just didn't have enough time to know exactly what that team was. What the identity was, and I was a huge part of that, and so I took ownership, in that first season, and really, looking back, I would have done some things differently, obviously, but you know what? I think it made me a better coach in year two, just really being who I am, understanding my personality, making decisions, and being forthright, and very. Resolute about those decisions. And you know what, now, you know, in year three, I'm comfortable with every decision I make. I'm comfortable with the people around me. And you know what, it's always been the same Derek Mason when it comes to, you know, I believe what I say, and I have high expectations for this football team.
Now, I temper this by saying every coach in college football this side of Nick Saban and Urban Meyer is on somewhat of a hot seat, but your ability to grow and get comfortable and the improvement you've shown, how much does that give you just an unbelievable confidence moving forward in your ability to do this?
You know what? I'm confident. I'm confident having gone through a rough first year, building on, you know, some of that my second year, but, you know, really, really not quite meeting my own expectation a year ago. And I thought we had a chance to do that, but I saw the progress. I've seen the growth in these players, you know, in program and what they believe in, you know, our conversations. You know, I'm as close to this football team as I've been to any football team I've coached. This team is taking on my personality, and you know, in that, you know, confidence has grown. It's about trust. It's about communication. It's about the ability to make sure you can get these guys from where they are to where they want to be. And I think we all have the same goals, the same expectations, and so we're all on the same journey. And that within itself is all you need, you know, as a coach. Guys behind you, a program, you know, that's committed to working hard and to win. And more than that, just supporting one another day in, day out through good and bad, and figuring out exactly who you are. And we've done that. Now what we've got to do is make sure that it starts September 1st versus South Carolina. And I've got some great players from the great area of Chattanooga, man, to help push this thing forward. So let's go.
You're listening to Derek Mason, the coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. You knew exactly where I was going. Give our listeners an update on how Trey Herndon's doing and how Barrett Gallagher's doing.
I tell you what, those are two players that I expect to have, you know, in great years. When you talk about Barrett Gallagher, he's anchoring, this offensive line along with Jelks and Holden. But he's had a great summer. He's broken records in the weight room. And he's done a tremendous job of leading, you know, these young guys and helping these young guys around him understand the expectation of what the room is and what Coach Norcross has brought to the table. He's been a great catalyst for us this summer, because when I talk about, leaders in the weight room, leaders, outside of it, he's a fifth-year senior who's played in games here. He's played in over 50 games. So for him, he understands, you know, what our expectation is. What we have to do now is just let him take that group over. He's the old man in the room. And so, and I've, I've sort of told him to just make sure that, you know, I mean, he leads us the right way. He's done that, and so I'm excited about what Barrett's going to do. I expect him to start every game this year, so we'll see what he does for us. And then when you talk about Willie, you know, he started since he's been a freshman. I thought he's played extremely, well last year. He met up against some adversity. He went through a period where he had to fight to stay on the field. But with that, and when I say fight, I'm talking about fight injuries. But he's strong-minded, extremely talented. I think he's going to have a breakout year and be a premier cover guy in his third year. In your third year is when you start to take the reins and understand everything that's going on around you. He sized up the competition, so I look forward to seeing Willie Herndon play.
Got a couple of more moments with Derek Mason here on Press Row. Coach, I got to ask, you've got Caleb Scott, Trent Sherfield, and Darius Sims all coming back, starting receivers. You've got C.J. Duncan, who was hurt before the start of last season, as you well know. This could be a sneaky, good group that could really surprise a whole lot of folks in the SEC, couldn't it, this receiving core that you've got?
Man, so excited about this receiving group. And, you know, you had Darius Sims, you had a freshman in Kalijah Lipscomb, you had another freshman by the name of Donovan Tennyson. And both those young guys can run. The competition has been through the roof. Jordan Matthews was here this summer. He did a great job of working with these guys for 6 weeks. Every day, man, they spent every day in the weight room, on the football field, and in the classroom with Jordan. And we all know his work ethic. So I really believe that's rubbed off on this group. They're prime, and they're an older group. So let's get ready to see some great football on the West End. It's coming.
Coach, and finally, I know you're excited about this team, but the guy who is stirring the drink that is college football this offseason is a guy you know very well. What's the best word you would use to describe Jim Harbaugh?
You know what? Nonconformist. That's the best word I could use to describe Jim. I mean, he's resolute in what he believes. He's an excellent motivator of men, but more than that, he's at a place that's comfortable, for him, that's comfortable with him being Jim Harbaugh, and what he's doing is just pushing the envelope. And you know what? Everybody has to do that in their own way. Jim does it in a very brash and out front way, man, that really rubs people the wrong way. But
right,
I'll fight with that dude anytime.
And when he does that, how big a giggle does he get in his coach's office the way he has chapped a lot of these SEC coaches all this offseason? You know he's sitting back with a beer and laughing his khakis off.
Oh, listen, I mean, man, he probably wears those khakis to bed. That's just Jim Harbaugh. But what I will say is this. You know what? He's going to be who he is. And you know what? When you're challenging, he's going to snap right back at you. I mean, he doesn't back down. No different than Coach Saban. He's no different than myself. If you want to see exactly what the bull is, then grab the bull by the horn. And you know what? We've seen that Jim's not willing to back down from anybody, and he's going to go at anybody who stands in his way. And I believe, man, if you believe in your program enough, that's what you do. So.
Derek, listen, thank you so much. The fact that we had an interview with you that's over 12 minutes and didn't even have time to get into Ralph Webb and Zach Cunningham, two of your top players, it just shows that you cycled up a lot of talent here and that you could be on the verge of a really big something here in 2016. You obviously made a lot of improvement last year, and all signs are pointing for more improvement this year. And we thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Hey, listen, you guys take care. Be blessed. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Sounds great. Derek Mason, head coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, who opens September 1st at home on a Thursday night against Will Muschamp and the South Carolina Gamecocks. Should be a good one. We'll reopen the Hardys Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.